Happy Advent. Thank you. When you're in second grade as a Catholic, you normally prepare for two sacraments. What sacraments do we as Roman Catholics prepare for in second grade? First communion and? And which one do we receive first? That's right. Because we were taught since the age of seven that you need to go to confession before you receive Holy Communion. We were taught by your Catholic religious CCD teacher or your Catholic school teacher or by a nun that you don't go to communion unless you've gone to confession. And yet somehow, 20 or 30 years later, the majority of you have made yourself and made yourself the Pope, which means you make your own religion, which means you go to communion whenever you want. And that's a lie. And it's a lie of the devil. Just being blatantly honest. You were taught in second grade that the intimacy of the sacrament of confession and the intimacy of the sacrament of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. Our first reading today from the book of the prophet Isaiah says this: like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. Many of you probably received your first Holy Communion on what's known as Good Shepherd Sunday, which is the third Sunday after Easter. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. Who is our shepherd, the Good Shepherd? How does Jesus feed his flock? He doesn't feed them oatmeal or Cheerios or pizza or even filet mignon. What does Jesus feed his flock with? This is my body given up for you. This is my blood for you. That's how the Good Shepherd feeds his flock. He's so good to us that he gives us his very self. It's beautiful. We can't separate the Eucharist, this Eucharistic feast, the Good Shepherd laying down his life for us, from our gospel passage. What's our gospel passage? The opening passage of the book of Mark. Everyone, it says this, quoting, the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Not some of the inhabitants, not just those that are like really pious, all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out, where? To John the Baptist. To do what? To be baptized, but it's not just to have water put on their head. It says this, to be baptized by him in the River Jordan as they acknowledge their sins. As they did what? Acknowledge their sins. As they did what? Acknowledge their sins. What do we do in confession? But we don't want to do it. Why? We're prideful. We're full of ourselves and we think we can do it ourselves. That's a lie. We can't. God gave us the sacrament of the Eucharist coupled with the sacrament of confession for our own good. We need to. Psychologists have actually said that if Catholics went to confession like they were supposed to, they would be out of business. But the reality is that we don't take the time to acknowledge our sins and to repent of them as we should. And it hurts us. Now, I don't know the last time that you've been on US 50 down between Lawrenceburg and Aurora, but there is an infiltration that has happened of car washes. There are seven car washes between St. Lawrence and St. Mary's. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my whole entire life. And as a Catholic, when I drive by, I actually feel guilty. I'm like, gosh, maybe my car isn't clean enough. Like, they've made seven of them. So, interesting though, apparently someone's fascinated with exterior cleanliness. Well, what about interior cleanliness? How many people walk throughout our world with souls that are filthy, in need of repentance, and we do nothing about it? Well, that's a lie that we don't do anything about it. The church offers you the sacrament of confession. We have confessions for a half hour before every single daily mass here in Dearborn County. That's two times a day we offer confession. And we offer 12 hours of confession on first Friday and on third Fridays. I would just like to say, this last first Friday, 270 people went to confession this first Friday. 270. If you do your math, that means that each confession was under 2 minutes and 45 seconds. It takes you longer to wash your car than it does to go to confession, but we don't do it. Too busy. My dear people, this Advent, God wants to change your life, and he'll change your life through the Eucharist and through confession. They've always been united since second grade, and they always will be. Pray for the grace of repentance and renewal. Pray for the grace that God will work in our hearts and change our lives By his will may it be done. Amen.